Alex, you guys have won in a variety of different ways. How would you describe this team's ability to find ways to win?
I mean, for us, I think, it's all about the three phases. I mean, offense, defense, special teams, and playing good in all three phases. And, you never know whose turn it's going to be to make the play to win a game. But I think we have confidence that it kind of take pride in that you want to be that phase that's going to do it. And all three phases have that mindset. And we walk out on the field and expect it.
So
expect
to do it. How scary is it playing an 0-10 team? I mean, they got to win a game sometime in the
Yeah, you know, I, once again, I just don't think we think like that. I mean, this is a good football team. You turn on the film and they've been in a bunch of games. This is a division game. We know how tough these guys are. You play them twice a year. Tough game here last year against them at our own place. So this is a national TV game. These guys have too much pride than to go out there and give us anything less than everything, I think we understand that. I just don't think that's how this team works, this locker room works. We've got a bunch of guys that every single week go about their business the right way.
Alex, you're first in the division. Is it hard not to look ahead, though, to that Broncos game next week, especially considering all the national attention this team is getting right now?
I don't think so. I mean, there's so many games left in the season to be peeking ahead at all. I mean, it's ridiculous, especially here on a short week. On the road, division game. I mean, all those things. We've got our hands full here in these next few days.
But how much does it add to the comfort level, the kind of string of wins, impressive wins that you guys have been able to put together the last few weeks? Your comfort level for Thursday, what I mean.
I just think momentum is a good thing, and I think when you string some wins together and you got to keep it going. But I think this team understands that the reason it got going is because we paid attention to the details, to the little things, and did things the right way. And in order to keep it going, we got to keep doing that.
With how efficient you guys are in the red zone, on third down, the big fourth down stops the defense provided, would you say you guys are a clutch team?
I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily think that way. I don't think our team thinks that way. I think we understand that, to win a lot of football games, though, you got to be good. You got to be good in the red zone. You got to be good on third down. And that's for both sides of the ball, offense and defense. So I think that kind of goes without saying a little bit, yeah.
Alex, in terms of player safety, are these Thursday night games fair?
I don't know. I mean, they're certainly tough. It's different. Especially traveling. Here for the second year in the row, we've been traveling. They're difficult, but, both teams have to do it, and it kind of out of our control. And, it's kind of an off-season thing for players. But when you're in the middle of it, you just get ready and roll. You got no choice. We're going to play. So,
Alex, Andy was talking about you guys being 7-3 earlier and getting the buy-in and OTAs and all that kind of stuff. How easy as a player is it to buy into what these guys are telling you to do?
Well, I mean, I certainly think there's a method to what Coach does. He's been doing it a long time and thinks about every little thing that goes on here. I mean, nothing just is by happenstance. He puts a lot of thought into the things that go on around this building and this team. And I think last year was a big confirmation of that, the way we do things. Works, and this year it continues to be that, and guys buying in, and doing it our way.